Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The book we're talking about, Just Out the Brain Warrior's Way, it's a comprehensive program for igniting your energy and focus, attacking illness and aging, and transforming pain into purpose. With us, Dr. Daniel Amen, known to you through his PBS specials and through the Amen clinics all over the country and around the world. They've been pioneering in brain imaging and helping people reverse challenging health problems, including dementia, depression, post-traumatic stress syndrome, traumatic brain injury. Virtually everything is influenced by the brain, and brain imaging is a good first step to assessment of what's going wrong. Tell us about the upcoming PBS special. How many parts will there be, and what are you trying to accomplish?
So we're so excited with it. Brain Fit, 50 Ways to Grow Your Brain, has aired literally thousands of times across the United States in December. And it's in three parts where Tan and I basically count down the top 50 ways to grow your brain. So the show is about neuroplasticity, how you're not stuck with the brain you have. You can make it better, and these are the ways to do it. All the way from dark chocolate, that's number 50, to number one, never too late. And I tell this great story of my dad at 85, who was near death from heart disease, who got serious about his health, changed everything in his life, and now at 87 is the healthiest he's ever been.
Wow.
So we are so excited to bring people this information. None of them are hard, and some of them are really fun.
Well, I'm sure you're going to inspire a lot of people who haven't had access to your ideas, because TV is a great medium for communicating. Tell us about a substance called BDNF. You talk about that in the book, and there are ways to generate that. You can literally, you know, we tend to think, oh, we're losing brain cells every day and our brains are shrinking inexorably, but it turns out that there's a regenerative pathway, and we can harness that.
Well, and it doesn't have to shrink. I mean, that's sort of the exciting news. I mean, yes, it does with age if you're not thinking about it, if you don't care about it. BDNF is brain-derived neurotrophic factor, so it's one of the growth factors in the brain, and exercise increases BDNF. The right food, colorful foods, full foods filled with medicine-quality spices that actually taste great, like saffron, cinnamon, can enhance it. New learning can enhance it. Meditation, relaxation, hypnosis. Those are the things that we love, that we talk about in the book and in the new show, that you can enhance it. But the things that steal it are things like mold exposure or having infections like Lyme or eating pro-inflammatory toxic food.
And when it comes to supplements, a lot of our listeners, of course, are supplement aficionados, and they're interested in maybe some kind of brain-supportive formula that incorporates various elements, scientifically validated brain-enhancing nutrients. What are some of the ones you favor?
Well, we actually did a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover trial on what we used in our NFL study. So at Amen Clinics, we did the world's first and largest study on active and retired NFL players. High levels of trauma in their brains. But 80% of our players showed improvement when we put them on a program just like the Brain Warrior's Way, with high-quality multiple vitamin, especially higher doses of B6, B12, and folate. Mm-hmm. They have been shown in independent studies to decrease the conversion of mild cognitive impairment, think many senior moments, to Alzheimer's disease. So I'm a huge fan of those nutrients. Vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids. In our NFL study, we used 5.6 grams of omega-3 fatty acids. And then we always say we fight the war for your health on multiple fronts. So we use ginkgo for blood flow, N-acetylcysteine for antioxidant support. It's also been found to help with people who have concussions and cravings. It's a very versatile supplement. Alpha-lipoic acid, another antioxidant that helps with blood sugar stabilization. Acetyl-L-carnitine for energy. Phosphatidylserine for membrane stability and fluidity. So those are the primary ones we like. And then what Tana and I talk about in the book, not everybody has the same brain. You have to know what your brain type is. Some people are impulsive. Some people are compulsive. Other people are sad. Still others are anxious, and in various combinations. So we send them to a test, a free test, where they can go, well, what's my brain type? And then there are supplements and exercises and food strategies for each of the different types.
So there's a self-questionnaire that can help people individualize their Brain Warrior program.
Right. If they can't come to one of our clinics, it's, you know, one of the next best things, you know, based on our experience looking at the brain. These are the types that tend to go with certain brain patterns.
And who's a candidate for coming to one of the AMN clinics? You know, the AMN clinics are located all over the country. There's one in New York, and where are some of the other clinics? And all some of the major cities across the U.S.
So Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Seattle, San Francisco, and Southern California. Next year in Chicago. And we're so excited. I mean, we feel really blessed to have seen people now from 111 countries. But we study our outcomes, and we have the best published outcomes of any group I know for complex people. So if you've tried to get your ADD treated or depression or your temper or your memory, and the simple things haven't worked, we're the place for you. You know, Tana, I often say that psychiatrists are the only medical doctors that never look at the organ they treat, and we think that's a mistake, that getting imaging and more information helps doctors make better decisions.
Well, you know, it's so fascinating that they use brain imaging now in marketing studies, you know, when they're trying to find out a new, you know, flavor for a barbecued flavored potato chip. They'll actually put people in these brain scanners to see if their brains light up. And they do that in marketing, but they don't do that in psychiatrists' offices. It seems to be kind of a disconnect.
Yeah, it's nuts when you think about it that you can try and kill yourself today in New York City and no one will look at your brain. Yet Home Depot uses it to see what are the labels that those kids' pleasure centers that light up, or Coca-Cola and Pepsi use it. You know, so we just believe, and we just published a study on marijuana on 1,000 people. That if you don't look, you really don't know. Is it good for you or bad for you? And our study showed it's clearly bad for you. If you don't look at the brains of people who drink 2 glasses of red wine a day, you don't really know, is that good for your brain or bad for your brain? Our experience is it's bad for your brain. So looking at the brain changes everything. When Tana and I first met, her dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Honey, why don't you tell that story?
So, yeah, this has changed my life and my family's life, and it's been very important. My dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease and was a recluse, and it happened fairly suddenly, and no one really understood what was going on. So Daniel, of course, said, we'll bring him in, and let's scan him and do a full assessment. Let's, you know, check everything. And the first thing Daniel noticed was that he didn't appear to have Alzheimer's disease, but he was on a toxic combination of medications. In fact, a combination Daniel hadn't seen in like a couple decades, known to be toxic. And so when Daniel changed his medications and we got him on, you know, our basically our program, within a few months, my dad, who was a pastor, was leading 7-hour seminars at the church, which for him was his life. It's what gave him meaning and purpose. You know, he was living his life again, and he was vibrant. He ended up dying, you know, years later of leukemia, nothing to do with anything to do with Alzheimer's disease. So that's tragic that that even happens in our society when we have the technology.
So if you don't look, you don't know. And in the Brain Warriors way, and also I want to tell your listeners, we have a new podcast as well, the Brain Warriors Way podcast. What we want to do is encourage people to love their brain. Learn what we've learned from imaging, is there are many things that help your brain, but there are also many things that hurt your brain. And the short course to brain health is you ask yourself one question every day. We taught this to our daughter since the time she was 2. Is this good for my brain or bad for it? So if you love it and you love yourself, really, you're going to focus on, well, what's good for my brain? Organic blueberries. And our daughter's now 13. We just love. She picks healthy food because she loves herself and she knows how to make it taste delicious. And then she avoids things that hurts her brain. So she won't hit a soccer ball with her head. She makes sleep a priority, doesn't believe every stupid thing she thinks. She takes her supplements. So she is a brain warrior in training. And that's how we believe we best serve her and the babies that she's going to have someday.
Yeah, and in all fairness, we've probably, unfortunately, as Daniel says, probably instilled a bit of an anxiety disorder in her by showing her the scans of people who make really bad decisions mm-hmm. with drugs and alcohol.
But that's a teachable moment when you actually see your brain and, you know, can use that as a catalyst for positive action. It's not necessarily just alarmist.
Right. It's been amazing, and she and I now have this routine. You know, we get up, we have our lemon and ginger water with cayenne every morning, and we exercise together, and it's a beautiful thing when you see your child take that kind of interest.
And we've come a long way from Grace Slick in the 1960s saying, feed your head with hallucinogenic drugs, to a new concept of how we can feed our head in a positive way.
Although it's, you know, Ron, it's still a war. When the NFL starts talking about, well, maybe we'll use marijuana to treat concussions. And I'm like, seriously? That 10 states have legalized marijuana for dementia. And our study clearly showed the hippocampus was one of the areas that was low in pot smokers compared to normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, that's why we believe it's a war and we want people armed, prepared, and aware.
It's a controversial area. Could you say something briefly about the role of sleep? Because we give sleep short shrift. We tend to think, you know, we want to be maximally efficient and minimize our time, unproductive time in bed. And it's so ultra important for optimal brain functioning.
Well, your brain cleans and washes itself when you're asleep. And so if you don't sleep, you know, 7-8 hours a night, you're not giving the brain the ability to really rejuvenate itself.
Yeah, you'll actually be less productive by not sleeping, and that's what people don't really understand. They may be awake more hours, but they're not actually as productive and more likely to get sick. You know, it damages your gut, it damages your immune system, it damages your brain, and it puts weight on you. So it's not a good idea.
And while we're at it,
you know, like we talked about brain envy, you have to like really care about it. We want people to have sleep envy. We want to care about it because it is what takes care of you.
Absolutely. And while we're at it, of course, the brain-gut connection, something that's been really coming into vogue lately. And how do we nourish our gut so that our gut is supporting our brains?
So one of the most important things that you can do. Your gut has 100 trillion organisms, microorganisms or bugs, and the balance needs to be in favor of the good ones as opposed to not the good ones. And the standard American diet actually is pro-inflammatory or pro-troublemakers. Tan and I were just talking about gluten this morning and how gluten increases a chemical called zonulin that makes your gut more leaky. Well, they also found, because, you know, the lining of the gut is only a single cell layer thick, the same thing's true for the brain, the blood-brain barrier, that zonulin actually opens up some of those channels and allows toxic things that get into your body, into your brain. And so protecting it, and there's a whole section in the Brain Warrior's Way on, well, what are the things that hurt your gut, and what are the things that help your gut?
Well, you got...
But the sad thing is that the gluten-free foods are absolutely awful. So most right. of the things that we go back to natural and thinking about whole foods, one of the reasons I created the cookbook as well, the Brain Warrior's Way cookbook, because when you look at processed gluten-free foods, they're not very good for you either. They're just right. loaded with a lot of sugar and chemicals and some of the starches that are actually worse than sugar in some cases. So you have to be very careful. The health food industry hasn't done a great job of, you know, creating truly healthy options.
Well, you guys are great communicators of complex ideas, and you've created a whole suite of opportunities for people to take advantage of. So let's issue a call to action. The book is The Warrior's Way. Ignite your energy and focus, attack illness and aging, transform pain into purpose. And there's an accompanying cookbook because of the emphasis on nutrition in supporting the brain. And tell us about that, please, Tana.
So the Brain Warrior's Way cookbook goes along with the book. It is not only 130 recipes that are delicious, nutritious, but they teach you how to do this on a budget. There's no suffering required. So they really are delicious, but it's got our holiday guide in there so that you're not taking the holidays off and making yourself sick during a time that most of us really want to think of as a time of gratitude and service and love for our families. It teaches you how to do this with your children, how to do it on a tight budget, how to use herbs and spices to heal your body because they are powerful. You know, how to do this when you're traveling. We travel a lot, and people often say, you know, how I can't do this. I'm so busy. How do you do it with as busy as you are? And my automatic response as somebody who's been really sick is, I'm too busy not to do this. And I've been too sick not to do this. Because being sick is really hard and it's really expensive. So there's no way I'm not making time for this in my life because I'm more productive, I'm more vibrant, I feel better, and I want to be healthy for my family. I don't want to be a burden. So we teach you those skills. And there's tips all the way through.
And included in the resources, your wonderful website, BrainMD Health. Is that correct? BrainMDHealth.com?
Yes, and if people want to learn about the clinics, AmonClinics.com as well. And then our new podcast, Brain Warrior's Way podcast. So lots of ways to connect with us. We would dearly love if people would get the Brain Warrior's Way and the cookbook. It makes a great gift. And you want to create your own Brain Warrior community, we will help you do that.
Yeah, indeed. Community is a part of this because I think you're trying to ignite a movement that provides social connection and support for people who are striving in this direction. So congratulations to you for doing that. And, of course, check out the PBS special. That's on this month across the country. Check your local PBS affiliate.
Thank you so much, Ron.
It's my pleasure. Dr. Daniel Amen and Tana Amen. The book is The Brain Warrior's Way. Thanks so much for joining us today on Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Until next time, this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.